Those ramps were quite the story. We took the ramps out there. Well, this was, so Evil said, set them ramps up 200 feet apart. And so we get them out there, and we call the lumber company to bring some plywood out to put them on there. So in the meantime, Robbie shows up, and this is his first major jump in front of a big crowd and everything. He's a nervous wreck. He's a 17-year-old kid. He said, hey, what are you guys doing? I mean, another guy were there and said, well, your dad said to put them at 200. He goes, I'm going to practice. He said, I'm going to start off at like 75 feet. So what we used to do is we'd put the landing ramp where we were going to have it, and then we'd take the takeoff ramp, and we'd put it like 75 feet, then 80 feet. And then he would adjust, and then showtime, we'd have it, move it back 10 feet, you land it down 10 feet, we'll move it back 10, you should land right here, you know. That's how scientific it was. But so like we say at Caesars, we couldn't do that. So we couldn't keep moving the ramp back. So Evil shows up, and we got the ramp 75 feet apart. Well, here's the greatest promoter in the world. He's telling these guys, my kid's the greatest jumper. He's going to jump 200. These ramps, you're not going to believe when you see how far they are. What's going on? So he pulls up, and he's got Don Garlitz with him and this Terry Kapp. The guy's going to do the race and all the media and stuff. I'm underneath holding the bolt, and the other guy's on top. And he just lets into him, you stupid son of a, what the hell are you guys doing, you son of, God damn it, and screaming and hollering. So I come out from underneath the ramp, and I just go right at him. And he's thinking, oh, what's going to happen? I go, come on, let's go to the other guy. I said, we're out of here. You talk to somebody like this. And he's going through his act, and you know, and Evil, when he got going, I mean, he wasn't scared of, you know, he let it go. I mean, rip into you like you couldn't believe. But he had respect for me because of our first meeting. So we go over to the tower, and I call a cab. I said, here, we're out of here. So here he comes. He says, hey, Jim, what are you doing? I said, hey, you're not going to talk to people. He said, I didn't say anything to you. I said, yeah, but the guy working with me, you're screaming at him. He's peeing his pants and upset. And I go, hey, we're out of here. You know, you set him up however you want. He said, no, you got to, you know, work on your temper. You got to be doing this, you know. I apologize. So we go back, and we set up the ramps. So then we take those ramps and we go down to Calgary the next week and do a show. So there's a big, they want to take them ramps. They're trying to estimate their worth and everything. So they want to charge a duty to bring them back to the United States. So my guy Evil, he gets a hold of this trucking company and says, haul them down to, and there was Hill and Hill Trucking, and they had a depot on both the U.S. and the Canadian side of the border. So he gets hold of this guy, he says, hey, bring them ramps down, put them on your Canadian side, and then one day when it's not too busy or nothing going on, get them on the other side, and then we'll come up and get them. So the guy calls, says, yeah, we got them on the U.S. side, Evil. Go up and get the ramps. So he says to me, Jimmy, you got to go get them ramps. Who else got a CDL? And Joey Ferroni and Evil had gotten a big fight down in Florida over something, and he sent Joey home. So I'm trying to get Joey back on the crew. I said, well, Joey's got a CDL. He can go with me. And help me get the ramps. He said, all right, I guess that'll be fine. So we get in the truck and we go up there. So we're goofing around. We don't get there till late. And I get a hold of the guy from the trucking company. He comes down and meets us. He said, well, we can't do it tonight. We'll have to do it in the morning. So we're sitting there getting drunk with him. And he said, well, I'm going to take off. I said, well, what else goes on? This is Sweetgrass, Montana, right on the Canadian border. I said, what else goes on in the town? He said, well, I was down the other bar earlier. They got a big poker game going on down there. So I'm a poker guy, and Joey dealt poker and stuff. So we said, well, we'll go down there. He said, well, I'll go down with you. So we go down there, and he and I are sitting there having some drinks. And every few minutes, Joey's over there, says, hey, give me a couple hundred more. Give me a couple hundred more. So, okay, so the guy leaves. So I said, okay, I guess I better go in there and win this money back. So I go get in the game, and we're playing Raz. It's a six-card low. So this pot gets huge, like a couple $1,000 in there. So this guy's got a pair, but there's one. We only got five cards, but he's got a pair showing. So I bet everything I got. So this guy sitting next to me goes, king for you and a four for him. Throws a deck. I said, hey, you deal to him first and the last card down. He goes, oh, I think I did, didn't I? And I said, no, you didn't. So we're in a border town. We're strangers. We're going to win all their money. So this guy says to me, well, do you want to wrestle? I said, yeah. So he stood up, and I let him have it. We knocked everybody at that table off. Joey grabbed the money. We take off running up the street, go to the hotel. I'm up there washing up, and Joey's got a little 25 pistol. I said, what are you doing, Joey? He goes, look out the window. Half the town's out there. These guys take a shotgun and shoot holes in the truck, shoot the tire out of it. So I go, well, they're not going to find us up here. About that time, I'm getting dressed, and I hear this. I hear a key go in the door. So I look, and this guy's got a shotgun. He goes, hey, you mother. I go, ooh, this isn't going to be good. So I dive out the window, second story, take off out in the field.
Got a broken arm.
I got a broken arm. I run out there, and it's like running in snow. You're leaving tracks. It's a wheat field. So Joey Hang drops out behind me. He runs over and gets in the telephone booth and calls the sheriff. Sheriff has to come up from Shelby. So the next morning, it gets light, and I go over there, and I knock on the door. There's a restaurant underneath our room there. And I said to the gal, I said, what's going on around here? You give that guy? He says, well, you got in a fight with the wrong guy. I said, no, he got in a fight with the wrong guy. He said, no, you did. That's the guy that you punched, is the guy that owns the hotel. Their names was Dan and Leo Companion, and they owned the Glockamore Inn. So we got loaded up the next day at the ramps, and the sheriff says, well, we can't do anything to these guys. They just run across the other side of the border. He said, you cannot believe you two are still alive. It's amazing. He said, because there's a lot of bad things happen in these little border towns, and he said, we don't have any. So he took Joey that night and took him to customs. He goes, the only thing they won't mess with is U.S. customs. So he left him here for the night. But yeah, that was the ramp story.